Amazon's cloud computing arms launched a global joint innovation center in the coastal city of Qingdao, the first of its kind in China, providing services for global startups. The Qingdao Amazon Web Services, or AWS, Joint Innovation Center will also include an innovation institute to train professionals. Working with the local government, the new facilities will support 750 innovation firms in the next 5 years. And with more on this, we're now joined live on the line by Mike Baskin, director of the China Business Center at Southampton Solent University in the UK. Good morning.
Morning.
This marks the first AWS Joint Innovation Center in China. So what's the significance of this?
Well, I think it's very, very significant. Obviously, the Chinese economy is going through this transition. Entrepreneurship, innovation is very much part of the modernization of the economy, and this can only be a boost. That very importantly, I think it's about training the next generation of entrepreneurs, and I think with Amazon's record and input, this can only be a good thing.
Well, can you tell us how this center works and how it'll benefit Chinese enterprises?
Well, it's already raised a significant amount of capital. It's 100 million RMB. It's going to focus very much on small companies, startups. So it's really going to act as a facilitator for those perhaps younger generations now or generally more entrepreneurial, but perhaps need some input perhaps from Western know-how, from the American approach to entrepreneurship, which is slightly different, and that can only help them in their development and fuel the Chinese economy.
It's been reported that the AWS Joint Innovation Programs covered more than 190 countries globally, the first one being America, of course, but then countries including Britain, Germany, France, and Japan. So how successful has the program been in these countries?
They have been successful. They haven't achieved the success that they deserve. It's very, very much something that helps startups and perhaps doesn't get the publicity that it should, and that's probably why it hasn't received that much attention. But the fact that they've now chosen China and chosen Qingdao, I think, is very, very significant. I think it's a recognition that the potential is there now in China with younger generations for entrepreneurial an entrepreneurial culture, and I think they will stimulate that quite significantly.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That was Mike Baskin, director of the China Business Center at Southampton Solent University in the UK. We're at 39 minutes past the hour.